नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Diffusa, Sarva Vede, Kasafala, Sarva Siddhantara, Nadia, Sarva Loge, Dipada, Sarva Pagam, Subhana, Srimata Bhagavatam Prabhu, Kalidvandura Dadikya, Sri Krishna Parivartita, Paramananda Pathaya, Prema Varshikshadayate, Sarvata Savasevyaya, Sri Krishnaya, Namostate, Madhikavandha, Sangina, Madhukuror, Madhumahadana, Madhistarika, Madhupagya, Madhananda, Namostate, Asadu Sadu Dhaya Natyane Sutarka Hanuman Chikadachanam Premna Kundaya Spura February 23rd, 2008 Ayopanitam pratukaika mushtim pratyag grahit pritiyato mahatma. Synonyms. Kinchit. Significant. Karoti. He makes. Uru. Great. Api. Even. Yat. Which, swa, by himself, uttam, given, surit, by a well-wishing friend, uttam, done, phalgu, meager, api, even, mudi, great, kari, making, maya, by me, upanitam, brought, prithaka, of flat rice, eka, one, mushtim, harmful, pratigrahid, he accepted, Shti Yuta, pleasure, Maha Atma, the Supreme Soul. Translation by the servants of Srila Prabhupada. The Lord considers even his greatest benedictions to be insignificant. While he magnifies even a small service rendered to him by his well-wishing devotee, thus with pleasure, the Supreme Soul accepted a single palmful of the flat rice I brought him. Please repeat responsibly. The Lord considers even his greatest benedictions to be insignificant. While he magnifies even the small service rendered to him by his well-wishing devotee. Thus with pleasure the Supreme Soul accepted a single palmful for the flat rice I brought him. 26. Jasyada me so ruda sakya mantri. Asyam punara janmani janmani syat. Mahanubhavena gunalabhina Visajjitasatpurushatvasangha Tasyairame saurudasakya maitri Tasyam punar janmani janmani syat Mahanubhavena gunalanina Visajjatastana purusha prasanga Tasya for him Eva indeed May my Sauruda, love, Sakya, friendship, Maitri, sympathy, Dasyam, and servitude, punaha, repeatedly. Janmani janmani, life after life. Syat, may be. Maha anubhavena, with the supreme, with the compassionate Lord. Guna, of transcendental qualities. Alayena, the reservoir. Isaschata, who becomes thoroughly attached. Tad, his. Purusha, of the devotees. Sangha, the valuable association. Translation of purport by the service of the Srisimadesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Lord is the supremely compassionate reservoir of all transcendental qualities. So life after life, may I serve him with love, friendship, and sympathy. May I cultivate such firm attachment to him by the precious association of his devotees. Commentary, as explained by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Sauruda here signifies affection toward him who is so compassionate to his devotees. Sakyam is affinity manifested in the desire to live in his company. Maitri is the attitude of intimate comradeship. And Dasyam is the urge to do service.
Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
This verse is very similar to another one in the Bhagavatam, 12th Canto, chapter 10, that Markandeya Rishi spoke when he had darshan of Shiva and his consort Bhavani, and he prayed to the lords who were present in front of him that if you come to my ashram because you're pleased with my worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, and if your presence infers that you desire to give some benediction upon me, then may I beg for this benediction, he said. May I have unflinching devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees headed by you. And Lord Shiva said, Tathastu. He agreed to give that benediction. Then he left. As he left, the Lord was discussing with his wife, Bhavani, how the qualities of the sage. Now the sage was previously blessed by Lord Shiva as a young child. He actually, according to his destiny, he probably should have left for now, as described early on in the piece of Skanda Purana, that Kandumuni, I think his name was Kandumuni, and his good wife worshipped Lord Shiva for a child, for a son. So after doing some tapasya for some time, Lord Shiva became compassionate and appeared there. He said, what would you like? And he said, we would like to have a benediction from your lordship of having a son. And Lord Shiva said, well, we'll give you two choices. If we give you a son, which will be a fool and have a very long duration of life, or we'll give you a son that is very short duration of life but is very well behaved, the sage Kandumuni discussed with his Brahmani, his wife, discussed and came to some conclusion. He spoke, tell you, Lord, we would like a son of whom you will be proud. A diplomatic way of putting it, you know. This is a son for whom we will be proud. So Lord Shiva said, Tathastu, and then they left. So the child appeared in due course of time, and he was studied, well studied in the Vedas, very polite to his superiors, good qualities. So parents were pleased, but especially the mother, Markandeya, was a bit in anxiety, thinking that perhaps this child is the lesser, is the other one. It has a short duration of life. So, indeed, by his chart, it was predicted that at the age of 16, he would die. So, his life went on, his studies, the Vedas, and everything went on. And by the time he reached age of 15 years old, and his parents were a little sorrowful, thinking that he would live long, then he asked them, may I have permission from you to, in addition to worshipping Lord Vishnu, I'd like to worship Lord Shiva as the servant of Vishnu. And his parents said, yes, you can worship in that, Baba. So he was worshipping Lord Shiva as the servant of Vishnu, and even worshipping Lord Vishnu like that. This way his worship came on. Now, according to the Itihasa, as I was told, upon his 16th birthday, parents' day, then he was worshipping Lord Shiva before he was doing his Narayan Puja. And when he saw that Yama Raja was approaching. Now, this is where I don't understand. There must be some tikka, commentary, which is unveiled to me. So, the question that comes to mind naturally is, why does he got to come personally? If he has so many yamadutas, right? And they usually are his agents, and they do his bidding. Unless they're at the top. Unless it must be some heavy competition. Generally, Jamadutas are those who have ghastly form to torment other living entities on behalf of the Yamaraj and Chitragupta, because their relations did not offer puja, tarpa, to them, oblations to them after their departure. Therefore, they're very angry about that and have achieved ghastly features, and they go around harassing pious and sinful activities, sinful people, according to their karma, as agents of Yamaraj. He gives them some job. Now, but in Kali Yuga now, nobody offers any pinda or any tarpan. Nobody. It doesn't matter who. We don't know what to do, and they don't care what to do. And there's not enough bhava for the grandparents and for the parents. There's not enough gratefulness. It's a great incentive to get married. Great incentive to get married. Why should I get married, you know, when the kid turns out like this? It's so expensive, you know? When the kid turns out like this, you know, and there's no guarantee for us. You know, they always would hope that the child would take care of them in their old age. Now, you just call the parliament. If you don't take care of your parents in your old age, they'll throw you in the slammer for 3 months. What does it need to put a bill to the parliament unless it is widespread? So Kali Yuga, Kabava, the power of Kali Yuga is going on. Now the children are not very grateful at all for what the parents do, the blood, sweat, and tears that the parents do to raise the child. So what is the impetus to have one? And that's why many people don't. No. They want their own sense of gratification, and they're not so much interested in the selflessness of raising a child. Sometimes that happens. In any case, meanwhile, back at the Purana Itihasa. So, Markandeya saw Yama coming, and he immediately embraced the Shiva Lingam. And when he did so, Shambhu appeared with his trishul in his hand, and he hit Yamaraj over the head with the trishul, you know, and killed him. And turned and blessed Markandeya. May you have a long duration of life. Like that. Blessed him. And some other divas, they came there and they said, oh, Shambhu, please be kind. We require a death department. You know? Because living entities are taking birth now, so somebody has to supervise their death process. You know, and what happens to them later on after that. So Shambhu goes, yeah, you're right. So he brought Yamaraj back to life. But naturally, Yamaraj did nothing to Markandeya. Markandeya had already got the benediction from Lord Shiva to have a long duration of life. And his duration of life is very, very long. So, that is the background. So the devotees, when they read that shloka in the 12th chapter, chapter 10, they can understand the meaning behind Markandeya's bhava. But his bhava is that he, as this as much as the Supreme Personality of God, it is worshipable. So his devotees, who are subordinate servitors of Savior Bhagavan, Savior Bhagavan, Bhagavan is Savior, Krishna, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, Narayana, is Savior, that which is to be served. The opulent personality of the possessor of opulence, who is to be served. That is called Savior Bhagavan. And the devotees of the Lord, by the grace of the Lord, are not lacking in opulence, are not lacking in qualities. Because it mentions, yasyasi bhakti bhakti akinchana. If somebody is engaging in devotional service with unmotivation, akinchan, sarvaigunai takta samahate surav, they'll have all the good qualities of the demigods. Anabhaktasya, if somebody is not a devotee, kutam muhadgunan, they'll have very small good qualities. They have talents, they have abilities, they have managerial talents. But it's all temporary. It's just a comes and goes. Manoratenazato Davato Bhai, because they're on the mental platform. They're following the chariot of the mind, accepting and rejecting for sense gratification. Therefore, they're sure to be illusion by the illusory energy. You see it all the time in Indian newspapers, you know, you just cursely you pass and you look and you see some obituary. Oh, so and so. No, Bania has given up his body. He was in charge of XYZ industry, you know? And, you know, and we pay our respects to him. He's gone to our heavenly abode, paid for by the industry, you know? But it doesn't. Or it's like a remembrance from your family. Everybody always hopes for the best. Oh, maybe he was a good guy, you know? Maybe he's not. Maybe he was a black marketer number one. He could have been, you know, a Jack Daniel drinker, you know, a chicken tikka eater, you know, and a womanizer first class. Who knows? No, 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 you paid the advertisement in the paper. No, he went to his heavenly home. Sure, tell us another one. We don't believe it. In Kali Yuga, who goes? Huh? Huh? Without the mercy of Krishna and Gauranga and the service of Vidhi Vaishnavas, Lord Shiva, Ahituki Bhava, without any motivation. Who goes? Who goes to the heavenly planets? Who goes? Our Gurudev mentioned to one of his, when one of his disciples, who was a very great servant of Lord Jagannath, left his body in May of 1977. Prabhupada said, if there was a pinch of desire in your heart, you've gone to the heavenly planets to live a very opulent life in the company of the demigods. For a long time. And from there, you can continue to make advancement. But as you are hearing the Krishna Kirtan, surely it is lucky that you were liberated. Then in a separate letter, he wrote, I'm so happy I had such a disciple like him. Prabhupada said that his passing is glorious. You know? So, the idea of it is the Krishna Kirtan. The Krishna Kirtan helps us. We are what we are. We have our prarabdha karma, and our prarabdha karma, past activities, whatever. And if it wasn't for the Hare Krishna mantra, if it wasn't for the association of devotees, if it wasn't for the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, where would we be? We would all be in the path of the illusory energy and suffering the reactions of our karma. And if we misuse our independence, our minute independence. Yadya sarvi pratipunash shishno dharakato jamai asato rite jantustam vishati puravavad. This is Kapila's statement to his mother. In the 3rd canto, chapter 30, verse number, 33, 34, like that. Forget exact, one of those two. Yad asadibi, if that person who is accepting temporary life, asadibi, means rascal, foolish. These are different terminologies for us. Sat. That which is temporary. He who is accepting something temporary. Atipunas again goes again on the path. Krishna Dara Pratodhamai, taking shelter of the belly and the genitals. Astito Ramatejamsus, such an animal in the company enjoys for some time. Tamo Vishati, he'll enter into the Purvabhat, like he did before. The word Purvabhat, just like before, is indicative. And how many births have we had? 8,400,000 species of life. And in every species of life, you get this opportunity. Ahara, Nidra, Vaya, Maitru. Eating, sleeping, reading, and drinking. Many living entities. Nityastu Jantu. Nityastu Jantu. Abhishav, Vyabhaya, Madhya, Seva, Nityastu Jantu. The Jantu, the conditioned living entities, who are like human beings that are like animals, even make illicit connection with the opposite, and inappropriate illicit connection with the opposite. Drinking liquor is available everywhere for conditioned souls. When he took the sodana, but the Vedas are not trying to encourage it. They're trying to regulate it. So the idea of it is that Krishna must not be forgotten by the human beings. That's the point. It is our Krishna Smarana. It is our Krishna Kirtan. It is the Bhagavan's name that gives us our Swabhagya, our own opulence. And without it, we are Durbhagya. We have no wealth in this world. It is the mercy, anugraha, anugrahena, the mercy of the previous acharyas that they picked us up. There's a beautiful bhajan in Sharanagati. Imona dora mahti samsara pithode pordi aya chinuami. I'm just a wicked minded fellow, and I've fallen into the ocean of birth and death. And I'm situated there, pordi aya chinuami, and I'm living there. He said, somehow or another, one of your own great servants have come. And Daya Kodi Mori Patita Dikia Poilo Amade Kia. Seeing me so fallen, he became so compassionate. He said, oh, fallen soul, huh? Just listen to this auspicious statement. Just to pick you up. Vedera goes up and it said that. Nidera pratigya rakhi varatare rukmahana viprasuta mahaprabhu name tadiya mataya sangivaya vaduta. He said, following the orders of the, following the statements of the Vedas, the Supreme Lord has descended to Sri Krishna Chaitanya with a complexion of gold as the son of a Brahmin. Singing in Krishna Kirtan, he's made all of Nadia mad, along with his associate, the madman, Nityananda. Mahaprabhu Name, Madhya Namataya Sandhivaya. Sekata Shuniya. He is. And he says, so you can also go. The next line he says, so now you can also go and seek your deliverance. Sikata Shuniya Asiya Chinat Tomara Charana Tade Bhagat Jinoda Kandiya 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 Bole Apane Kahina Bole. He says that hearing this nice news, Rishi Vinod said, I offer obeisances and I've fallen at the feet of my master and decided that I will accept that. See, every living entity, we have our minute dependence and independence. That's all. As soon as we, if we decide, we will chant Hare Krishna, following our Guruji and the Parampara. Then, no matter what is our background, because we follow the order of the Acharyas, then Guru will be kind to us because we're offered by our Gurudev. Now, here in this verse it says that the Lord considers his greatest benedictions to be insignificant. Whatever a devotee offers, he magnifies a small amount of service rendered by his well-wishing devotee. As Adi Purana mentions it, ye me yomada bhakta same parta name bhakta tate jana bhakta nam tate bhakta sadhi bhaktu tama bhakta. He says, the person who considers himself to be my devotee is not really my devotee. But one who is a devotee of my devotee is really the best devotee. And Kula Shekara Raja put it this way in Mukunda Mala. Because this next verse is so cool. It says here, Asyam Punana Janmani Janmani Syat. May I remember at every birth after birth, may I have this mood. Appreciation that Krishna is so kind. He gives us very small. And whatever we give him, he magnifies so much. With such love and such affection, so kindness he is. So I like to just always stay in his company. And oh, may I always be his friend. May I always be in his company. And I just want that birth after birth. Like that. Develop qualities such as that. Ahankarena, nalena. He's so compassionate. He's so fully endowed with such wonderful qualities. And the Sajjata Sadapusha Prasanga. And I always have the association of those in that company also. We like that. You know? That company also. Because it's also Mahanubhavena Gunalinena. The devotees of the Lord, they have the same qualities as the Lord because the association. Association is like a crystal stone. Here Rantikasi said in the Bhagavatam to his grieving relatives who were grieving at the departure of the Hiranyaksha. He said, association is just like a crystal that reflects what you put in front of it. That shloka was significant, and Vyasadeva put it because the shiksha is significant. So everybody associates with the Lord who is in his white form of Balarama, Shvatik, he's crystal. Shvatik, the Balarama is Shvatik Varna. But he is. As the spiritual master, as Gurudev, whatever you offer him, he simply wants to magnify that. Oh, well, anyway, they tried their best. Please bless them. They're trying. Please bless them. So request the Lord. Please bless them. They're trying. They're insignificant. The parts and parts of you, they're trying to serve you. Kindly help them. You know? So, the spiritual master coming from Balarama, having Balarama's mood, is to push them forward. Radhika does the same thing. Whether it's the spiritual master is an assistant of Radhika or an assistant of Nityananda Prabhu, same thing. The same Baba is that, oh, they're just trying to serve you, Krishna. They're doing some very small, insignificant thing. Kindly you accept it. And when they request it just like that, then Krishna goes, oh, what is that? What is that? Oh, very nice. You know? And he accepts it. Out of his causeless mercy. Saranugrahaya. Many, many shlokas refer to it. Saranugrahaya. Out of the Supreme Lord's eternal, merciful compassion. Anugrahan is to accept it. Anugrahan is what follows after you accept it. What is that? Oh, it's very nice. It's like some kid. staggers up to his parents and grabs some, toffee. Here, mother, father, take this toffee. What is that? It's a candy. Very good. You're learning to share. Oh, very nice. Parents like, what is that? Anugrahina. You become happy and pleased. You become merciful because anugrahina comes after. You accept the toffee from the kid, and you what happens then? You're impressed. It's the food. You're learning how to share. Very good kid. It's like that. So in the same way, we're all children of the spiritual masters. We're all children. And we just try, stumbling, to walk toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada said, you take one step towards Krishna, he'll take 10 steps towards you. So the spiritual masters are just like parents. They just hold out the hand of the little toddler. Come on. Do it. Don't think you can't do it. Yes, you can do it. Just come on. Walk one step at a time. Yeah, you can do it. Sure. Like that. Just like a walking kid. Just to encourage them. We're all walking toddlers. Just to encourage. Just like that. And we have so many doubts along the way. I don't know if I can do that. It's so difficult to walk. No. Just keep coming. Just keep chanting. Just keep dancing in the kirtan. Guru was saying, Guru Mori Murti Deki Karila Shasha. My Guru Maharaj, he considered me to be a fool, and therefore he blasted me. You can't read, but you just chant Hare Krishna. You just chant Hare Krishna and read Bhagavatam and Gita, and I think you're me. He called me a fool. He chastised me. And he told me, go on, my dear boy. You continue to chant this Hare Krishna mantra. You're developing love of God and ecstasy and mood by this chanting. Yes, my dear boy, go on. My dear Vatsa. Calf. Like a mother has got her affection for a little calf, a little cow. Hey, Vatsa! Oh, sorry. In Sanskrit, some disciple is talking with Gurudev, in some sambha, famous Vedic sambha. Hey, Vatsa! Oh, calf, oh, young calf, like that. Because it's the same mood. Just like the mother cow will never give up her child unless it is stolen from her. And if the child is stolen from her, will she cry. Days that mother cow will cry. And she will look. She will go here and there and look at them. Where is my calf? It's nature. Therefore, the Vedic literature says, hey, Vatsa. So the disciple is considered in the same mood. Because the spiritual master is always looking for them. Just like it reminds me of the story. It's in Bhakti Ratnakara. When it was described, the pastime, that Sri Nityananda Prabhu was wandering around Bharat, going from one tirtha to another tirtha, going here and there. And so he came across Lakshmipati, the spiritual master of Madhavendra Puri. Lakshmipati, he had Sakya Bhava. Was absorbed in the service of Baladeva Prabhu. Very much so. So he was so absorbed in Baladeva Prabhu, thinking of him all the time, that Sri Balaram came to him in a swapna, Sukh swapna, in a daydream, and told him, tomorrow, a very nice boy will come to you. You please accept him and bless him. So, in that way, the next morning, Sri Nityananda Prabhu came there, and he was so beautiful and so charming and so sweet in his beautiful countenance and very, very attractive. So then Lakshmipati thought, this must be the person that my Lord Balaram Prabhu has told me to help. All right. So he accepted the boy and initiated him. And then that evening, Nityananda left and went out of town. So when he left, then Lakshmipati became just like a mother cow who was thinking, where's my child? Where did he go? And then he was like in anxiety for a day or two. Where has he gone? He came to me, and then he's gone so quick. What is this? Because Daddy was not like that in Indian culture. In Indian culture, you took shelter from Sadhu. You stayed for many, many years, many months, like that, to get a personal association. That's the idea. And therefore, Bhakti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami says, Pariksha must be done. Observation must be done of the candidate in the ashram of the teacher for minimum 1 year. You should see what is going on, what are their qualities, so that they both can easily see what are the lakshana of the teacher and what is the lakshana, the qualities of the student. They can both see each other and develop faith and understanding in each other. What each other's commitment is and what each other's ability to teach is. Both has to see. Minimum 1 year. But in this case, he was ordered specially in a dream by Bhakti Prabhu. The person who's coming tomorrow, you accept him. There's no need for permission. There's no need for examination. You accept him. That was the order of Baladev Prabhu. So he accepted him. But it was shocking. All of a sudden, Nityananda comes. And where did you go, my dear Vatsa? My dear boy, where did you go? And I'm supposed to do my duty is to teach you. I have to teach you and instruct you and help you out. And then you leave. And then all of a sudden in his dream, when he saw the person in his dream. And he was in his dream, oh my dear boy, oh my dear beautiful boy, where did you go? You just came for me and you stayed for so briefly, just for some hours and this and that. And then in the middle of the night you left. Where did you go? And then all of a sudden, Yananda changed in his dream to manifest itself as Baladev Prabhu. Seeing his worshipable Lord, then Yananda was none other than his worshipable Lord. And Lakshmi Prabhu became struck with shock. Oh, how is this? He said, my Lord, why have you done this to me? Why have you done this to me? He said, the Lord has come to take that service from him. I'm your servant. You don't come and take service from me. I mean, you don't come and I'm supposed to serve you. You don't come and serve me. So, my dear Lord, why have you done this? Krishna is always looking for an opportunity to serve his servant. But his servant does not want to be served. No way. It is a catastrophe. Krishna is always looking for an opportunity. Therefore, devotees should be very careful with what we want. Because Krishna can very easily give it. He can give you bhakti. He can give you material enjoyment. He can give you mukti, liberation also. But bhakti, that he rarely gives. Because by bhakti, he becomes vasibhut. He becomes under control by the love of his devotee. And when his devotee loves him, then Krishna wants to give everything to that devotee. But only he gives what will be necessary to drag that devotee to his lotus feet. Get him! As the Bhagavad Gita says, 5:19:27, Satyam dishat yartam artito grinam. A person can come for Krishna and ask for so many things. But he doesn't give. He doesn't grant the benediction to that devotee, fulfilling the desires that he's asked. In such a way that the devotee will come to the teacher list. Svayam vidate bhagavat vichata. But he gives himself to his devotees, even if his devotees do not ask for that. He gives the shelter of his lotus feet, even if his devotees do not ask for that. He easily gives the shade of his lotus feet. He satisfies completely that devotee. The Lakshmipati was shocked that I worship you, Baladev Prabhu, and all of a sudden you've manifested here? You've changed me. You manifested this as this boy. You know. To take service from me, I should serve him. But I also have to train him to take up service from him. So how is that? So he became so sharp. And he stopped speaking. He became so stunned. He was unable to speak in his amazement. And for 4 or 5 days he fed like that. Then he left his body in separation. That pastor mentioned that. How powerful was Lakshmi Bhakti's love for Balaram Prabhu. That Balaram Prabhu personally came to become his disciple. And because he's independent, supreme personality, he doesn't need to be taught. See, when you kind of visit this Krishna and Balarama in Braj, I mean in Mathura, you know, as Vasudeva Nandana, Deviki Nandana, then he went to Sandipanti Muni's ashram in Avad, you know, in Ujjain, and submitted himself to this call. And 64 days, he learned 64 hours. Right? At least he hung with Sandipanti Muni for 64 days. Baladev Prabhu here, this Baba, he didn't even stay one night with Lakshmi Bhakti. He was gone. Yogaya, Hogaya. He was already gone, and there's nothing you could say. You know? Lakshmi Bhakti was stunned because he was thinking, oh, Prabhu, you might have a son. And it's my duty to serve you, you know, and I have to educate you and help you so that you can be supreme. Where have you gone, my dear boy? And just to show him that who this boy was, he turned into Baladev Prabhu, and then he goes, oh, he was sharp. So sharp that he didn't speak for 5 days and gave up his body, you know. That's an amazing thing. To see how Krishna is, how tricky a fellow he is. And sometimes he loves his devotee so much. Swayam vidate, he gives himself to his devotee. Like Balaji Prabhu loved him so much. And he gave himself in the form of his devotee to him. How much the Lord loves his devotee. So Sudama was saying that whenever Krishna blesses the devotee, he says, what I gave them is small. You know? Whatever I give my devotee is very small. My devotee gives me because it says he has so much more love. I consider, Krishna considers that his love for his devotee is less than his devotee's love for him. He magnifies his devotee's love for him. And this is the idea of Sadhamarganagamana, following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas, because what are we? We're actually trash. We're nothing. We're frozen. If we just try to please our spiritual master somehow, then our success will be there. And Krishna will give strength to serve his devotee. He'll give you ability beyond your capacity. Generally, we don't try to do some service beyond our capacity. We can stretch it a little bit. We stretch it. You know, like in some marathon time. We stretch it. But that is a short term. Because our service to our Gurudev is to follow sadhana. And when we become nisadacharis, when we don't follow sadhana, we become embarrassed. Because it's Gurudev, we're not following the voice of our Gurudev. Therefore, we feel embarrassed. Oh. And actually, to tell you frankly, in comparison to what Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur wanted, and comparison to what the Sri Swamis were, and Ramacharya Haridas Thakur, what is our sadhana? What is our 68 rounds, you know? If we have a good day, we chant them really good, you know? And we think, man, we're doing good, you know, for the day. We had nothing to be proud about. Because 16 rounds is the minimum. It's the minimum. So he gave us that minimum. He wanted us to chant more. On a codicy. What's that? 16 rounds, 25 rounds. That was the minimum. He wanted to chant more. On a codicy, we had to get past the food. That's real codicy. That's the food. 30 grams of food. And they rejuvenated the medicine that rejuvenates his Bhagavatam. So between Harinam, Harinam Kana, and Bhagavatam Rasayana, this is the food of Ekadasi. This is the Ekadasi Kana. This is the food of Ekadasi. We don't have taste. Therefore, we eat, you know, potatoes and peanuts and sabudana and all these things. Because we have no taste for Harinam. That's our Durbhagya, right? We can try to preach and try to be a good boy. And try to be a good boy means a good boy say, hey, what's up? Like a good child of our Gurudev. Means we should always never be satisfied with whatever we give Gurudev. We should always try to increase our japa. We should always try to increase our bhava. It's not number, it's the quality. It's the quality, the biggie. Because only when we pay in that Shatnam, in that biggie way, will the Lord just be pleased. My God brother, Bhujpad, Mukunda Dutta, he's a very powerful pundit, Sanskrit pundit, beautiful Sangeetacha, astounding in Sangeet. He knows many ragas, and he's very fluent in Sanskrit. And his own bhajan is very powerful, his own worship. Everything about him is so ecstatic. They did some Namahatta, but he was in his household life in Washington State. He was a university fellow there. So he would do some Namahatta programs. He attended one disciple of Indraduna Maharaj, one of those Microsoft fellows up there in Seattle. So he was having a Namahatta program in the evening. So he invited all the devotees. Okay, now take your malas and we'll chant 1 pound for Jagannath. Okay? All of you. So they all together in unison would chant 1 pound, Hare Krishna, very loudly. And this godbrother said, when I looked at Jagannath, it looked like his eyes were bigger and his smile was broader. You know? He said, this devotee is himself. He's a southern Indian Vaishnava. So he offers, match, He offers, idli, dosas, vadas, these things. Match. That's what they like, And they give that to Jagannath, and Jagannath is very merciful to his devotees. He can eat 56 times a day. He won't get indigestion. Jagannath doesn't have a problem. If you feed him, as long as Tulsi is there. He'll eat because of her, not because of us. So Jagannath is merciful. He can feed the problem. He'll eat. All right, I'll eat it. Okay, Tulsi's there. All right, we'll eat it, He'll eat it. But when they gave him Harinam to eat, his eyes went bigger. Oh, that's more tasty, Harinam is much more tasty for Krishna. Nam Abhishekam. Beating the Lord with the holy name is much better bath than anything else. You have to give him another bath. Okay, if it's your savior, if you give him another bath, you do it. But the Nam Abhishekam is important. And it's Nam Abhishekam and Katha Abhishekam. These are all things. Because after you offer the worship of the Lord, to chant his glories is all part of it. To sing his glories while you worship him, it's all part of it. Otherwise, the heart becomes dry. Shushka. Our life is Shushka Jiva, Shushka Gyana. Dry life, dry knowledge. Without application. Dry. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu in the bhajan, Shushka Gyana Tamana, Mahaprabhu smashes it. Smashes dry knowledge. Because his process is capable of Anantakanda. He's simply joyful. Chanting, dancing, feasting, and philosophy. This is Gauranga's book, Baba. And more of his Baba is described in Chaitanya Bhagavata and Chaitanya Charitamrita. His achar, his love for his devotees, how Gauranga gave himself to his devotees, how Gauranga and his devotees preached Harinam, how they delivered fallen people. These things we should follow. At the same time, not only be able to serve Gauranga's mission in whatever capacity to do it, if we increase our opportunity to offer these things, Nama, Krishna's names, up to 1 lakh and beyond. Before we die, at least, we should push that way. Because Bhagavad Gita mentions that you're always striving for perfection, you'll achieve it. When it was constantly striving for perfection, it achieves it. It's just like that pramana that was given to me from Mahabharata and Krishna Vidura Samvad. But it was said that if a devotee, if a person has some sinful desire, but he doesn't think about it, he doesn't act on it, then the fault will not stick with them. On the other hand, if somebody wants to do something very nice and strives for that, and maybe is unable to attain it. Nonetheless, because they struggle positively to achieve it, they can still get the fruit. Krishna can still award the fruit. It was very interesting, because Krishna is not just talking as a Yadava, in a capacity of Yadava. You know? The Vidura. No, he's talking about the absolute truth. Krishna is speaking an absolute truth. Not just simply, I'm a Yadava. It's not mutta, it's not like my opinion. Krishna says sometimes humbly, my opinion. But no, he's the supreme. Well, Purushottama. You hear him? Tadapurusha Prasanga. Tadapurusha Prasanga. He's speaking to the Lord of the Dura, who's Yamaraja, the Lord of religious principles. Exactly. And he's laying on the line. This is religion. This is religious principles. You try to do something good for Krishna, for Krishna's pleasure. If you can't get it, never mind. Just the fact that you've tried for it with Haituki Bhava. Haituki Bhava means a kitchen bhava. His kitchen. His kitchen bhava. Krishna kitchen, his kitchen. Same thing. Without any desire for sense gratification, without any motivation, only to please Krishna. Krishna kitchen, for Krishna's pleasure. His kitchen, not my own. Like the offer of the yajna. Iram Vishnave, Iram Namama. This is for Lord Vishnu, it's not for me. All the time the Hutta is offering the oblations, he's not saying, well, I'll finish this yajna, this dakshina, you know, from the person I'm doing it for. That's not the motivation. The motivation was for the benefit of the person you're doing the yajna for. And they give some dakshina, or you get some cloth or something, you know, whatever. That you get something. But whatever they give is not so significant in Kali Yuga. The mentality, that has to be given. In bhava. And the bhava is there, they came to the priests. So the priests remind themselves, this is for Lord Vishnu, it's not for me. None of this yajna is for me. My dear Lord Krishna, you please bless this person who would be coming for. If it's your desire, my Lord. If you so desire. That's the whole idea in Kali Yuga. The best thing in Kali Yuga is the names. This is what Krishna is distributing. And you can only distribute it as much as you're tasting it. You can't distribute with you what's not in your pocket. You have to distribute. You've got your vijnana. So you have it, you taste it, and you try very humbly to distribute it. And if you do so, then Krishna will always help. That was the nature of our movement. Whatever Prabhupada ordered us to do, we did it. We did it. We might have been stumbling, grumbling, grumbling, fumbling. We did it. And because we did it, we became happy. We were so happy dancing and chanting, having such a merciful father as Prabhupada. And we knew that Prabhupada was so confident. He held his head so confident. And he served Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur so confidently. And we knew he was just simply to catch to his dhoti and continue. And if we just continue to please him, and then Gauranga will be pleased with us, despite the stumbling, grumbling, fumbling, and moving. You know? And furthermore, if we become more purified by Gauranga's mercy, then maybe Gauranga will bless us and there will be a window and how to do it even better. Even better before we die up to 64 equality. And then here he's chanting Gauranga's pastimes in Chaitanya Bhagavat and other places like that. One god brother, I remember Junabandhu told me that he asked Vrindavan once about Govinda Amritam. It's available in the market, you know. And it's book is like these things. It's entertaining, you know. They like it. It's an entertainment. So what about that book? And Bhagavad Mahasai said to him, you can't 1 lakh for 10 years and then you pick up that book. Can you imagine? Don't even think about that book until you can't 1 lakh for 10 years. You chant one lack of Nam, 64 grams of Nam a day for 10 years. Then you pick up that book. Then you have to have the Adhikara to pick up that book. Because by chanting that much name, your heart will be so purified, so you'll be able to think of Krishna's, Manasa Seva better. When Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur asked his father, he was helping edit his books for publication. He asked his father, "My dear father, Bhaktivinoda, should we publish Govinda Lalamrita?" "Yes, two. One for you and one for the library. Not for the public." That's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. "We'll publish two. One for you and one for the library." It's interesting statement. These things exist, but we have to have Adhikara. And Adhikara means follow the order and chant Hare Krishna and in the company of devotees. Our only, I was going to quote Kulashekara Shloka. It's very good. Amajajanmana phalamidam madhu kaitu bharve. Oh, empty of madhu. Huh? May you consider the fruit of my birth. Madhaparamaniya, what I'm praying about. Madhanugraha, and the blessing which I seek. Isha Deva is certainly this, O Master, O Lord. What is it? Madhabhitya bhitya parichalaka bhitya bhitya bhityasya bhitya iti mamsmaglokanatha. Just consider me to be the servant of 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 your servant. Seven times. May this thought of yours be the perfection of my life. The more we try to serve Krishna's devotees, the more success we get. See, the more we stay separate, like an island to ourselves, stay in our little box, and we never go to the temple because we're too busy, or whatever. You follow? Then nobody knows. God knows. How is so-and-so doing? I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. But if so-and-so, Das or Dasi, disappeared to him? Oh, we haven't seen them for a while. What are you chanting? I don't know. Your thought is just as good as mine, Maybe. Give me the benefit of the doubt. Maybe. That's what God knows. Because only God knows. Nobody knows those. Right? And Mahabharata said the same thing. And I'll begin with chapter 3, 4, 36. Siddhir-bhati-kaniti. Asang Sayoda took the same time. Somebody's trying to serve the thousands of labors now to cut it. Will he become perfect? Abhaniki. Maybe not. Samsaya. We can have it now. Give Sang Sayad Sutra Bhakta Parichari Ratadmanam. But if you develop Parichari Ratadmanam, if you were a person, Parichari Rati, if you develop Rati for Paricharya, for serving the devotees, this Sang Sayad, there is no doubt. That's how powerful devotees of the Lord are. Our spiritual guide says, yes, my dear Gauranga, yes, my dear Krishna, this person is stumbling, mumbling. Then they're trying to take one little baby step towards you. Trying to be merciful to them. And because this person requests the Lord, and because he worked so hard for Krishna and Gauranga, Gauranga is inclined that much. All right. Very nice. The most insignificant thing, horrible, is the idea of a true devotee. That whenever our purva jama, our previous birth, is not of much of consequence, because it is a asu janma. Janmana jayate shudra. We're all born in shudras. Samskara vidvija. By samskaras, purgatory processes, we can become second born. Edo Pata Bhagavata Kipra. By studying the Vedas, you actually become learned. Brahmana Jana Iti Brahma. When you understand what is the nature of Brahman, then you're actually Brahman, a Brahman. So we're not Brahmanas. We can get second initiation, but you have to serve the deity to come close to the deity for purification. We should never think we're Brahmins. Because there's three things: Bhaktatvam, Brahmanatvam, and Sannyasatvam. You'll never achieve it. The quality of being a devotee, the quality of being Brahmanical, the quality of the kingdom house. You will never achieve it, because however close you approach it, the goalpost has moved. No, you never achieve it. What you achieve is for your benefit and you're pleased. Any way toward becoming a devotee, becoming a brahmana, becoming a Vaishnava, becoming renounced, detached from this material world. It's pleasing. Because unless we become attached to Krishna, you cannot become. Bhakti becoming a devotee means not just simply a devotee and a sari. Chela Kinte, Kalai Mala, any subter color chela. And that bhajan. Look, this guy is a charlatan. He's got a tilak on his forehead. He's got a kanchi mala on his neck. But he's a disciple of Kali Yuga. This is a bao sabhi. This bhajan is there. You know? Chan Bao. But he was talking as taking the pen name of Chan Bao. It's a tilak kintai, kalai mala, esav kala chela. He's a disciple of Kali Yuga. Very famous, you know. Very famous bhajans. It's difficult to get the Bengali devotees in Mayapur to sing bhajan sometimes. Sometimes they don't know it. Bhava Sangeet, oh, they know it. It became something that they liked. It was attractive to their mind. Bowel tunes, they use the bowel tunes, you know. And it's attractive. These bowels, their Sangeet style is attractive. The shiksha is a real slap in the face. That's also attractive. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, but he slaps them in the face with their TV and telling that bowel music. It's a very interesting slap in the face. And that's why the Bengali devotees also like it. Not only is the tune cool, not only is the melody cool, but the shiksha is a real high cool. It's difficult to get the Mayapur devotees to sing that. Bell singing? Ah, that's not a problem. They'll sing that. Of course, there was a couple of them. I don't know the tune of that one. We still have to grab a little more. But it's interesting. Of all of it, that's the most quoted. He's quoted a lot. So we should not be like that. Just, you know, ritualistically having a dhoti study in Kantimala. Hey, I'm a dhoti, right? I'm part of the group, you know, part of an institutional group. It's more than that. Our heart must be really wedded to the Lord. At our Gurudev, we're chanting the name and chanting Bhagavatam. Otherwise, you know, almost in a daily basis, we can, all of us have grounds to be embarrassed about each other, about self. The Jesus statement of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also said, don't criticize others, criticize yourself. That is my instruction. So it's a very good point. When you point an accusing finger at yourself, you always think, am I a devotee? Well, in comparison to my Gurudev and all the other boys, my own godbrothers and god sisters are so enthusiastic. How can I hold a candle to their enthusiasm? No. I'm just trying to hold on to their dhoti. I'm just stick around, you know? Better. You know, like that. In terms of sadhana and bhajan, some devotees can keep a diary and they make notes for their personal purification. Hey, today is my chapa. Oh man, this has been me and my chapa. It was really horrible. God, I stretched out here and I stretched out there. Rats, you know. They want to improve themselves. Because you see, bhakta tam, very difficult. Still, I will try. We must not misuse our defense, because as soon as we do so, by finding fault with the devotees, by trying to follow the process, then we lose our adhikara. Our adhikara was that we were fallen and to never forget how we were before we met the devotees. It was our lousy state. And we're simply living on the mercy of the devotees and nothing more. Therefore, we should love them and serve them. They may have a little fault here and there, big deal. It was described that they're just like persons in the shower. taking a bath, you know? Why should we complain that they're dirty? They're dirty. They're in the shower. The shower of Harinam, in the shower of Kirtan, in the shower of Jiva Seva, in the shower of Bhakta Sangha. They've all become purified. We should continue confident. Ah, a little fault. Oh, his or her got a little fault. Something from their previous life, something from their Kutama, and something like that. Very quickly they'll become righteous and attain lasting peace. Declared boldly, my devotee won't perish. Vishwanath Chakravartipad says, why is Krishna saying you declare it? Because he's a Vrijavasi. Everybody knows Vrijavasi's lie. But Kunteya, he's not. Kunteya, he's a what is it? Indraprastavala. No, he's a Delhi fella. He's an Indraprastavala. He may not lie. Vrijavasis, they lie. Bhagavan got sounded to me. I was amazed. Once we brought some in Vrindavan, we brought some Chalarama Acharya. He was selling madhu, you know, buckets. And they have a thing, you know. The teacher of a tricky fellow. He's called Chalaram Acharya. He's tricky, cunning, mischievous, cheater, something. It's so tricky, cunning, he'll teach us how to do it. Like a top guard chore. In eastern UP, there's a whole city that's full of thieves. And many of the thieves have their origins in that city. It is a Pratapgar chore. No. Chores are one thing, thieves are one thing, but Pratapgar, and it's like the chief of the thieves, you know? The den of thieves, you know? Ali Baba Chalish chore, you know? 40 thieves of Ali Baba. So the thing is this, fellow, and he has his bucket. And I was in because he's looking for people who don't know, right? And all the Vrijavasis downtown, all the merchants, they just went ho hum. They didn't pay any attention to the guy. I got some honey. It's local honey from Mathura. It's local honey. Right, it's local honey from Mathura. Right. He put some bees, he got a hive of bees, there were a few dead bees floating in it. We got it from the hives, right? And take it. And I said, I brought it right in front of my deities, and I said, if I buy this from you, I would like to use it for Abhishek with Krishna. Is it really pure? Oh, yes, it's pure. And I got some. And I realized after when I used it immediately, it's not honey. This is simply gur. Gur with a little, with a few dead bees floating in it. You know? This isn't gur water with a few dead bees floating in it. It's not. I wonder why the Vrijavasi didn't pay any attention to the guy. You know? They will import honey from Kashmir, from Gandhi Ashram of Kashmir, and sell it to Gandhi Bhavan. They'll trust that. Gandhi Ashram in Jammu and Kashmir. But something local? Unless you see it on the high in front of your eyes, don't accept it. Yeah? Because he's a Vrijavasi, and Vrijavasis lie. This is what Vishwanath Chakravartipad said. Bhagavan got samne. He'll bring it in front of Krishna, and lie right in front of Krishna. No fear. Before you could bring it, there was any kalaha, any quarrel, anybody. Bring it to two parties in front of Krishna. Don't dare. No? Don't dare. No? Lie. Now tell the truth. For right in front of Krishna, tell the truth. Nowadays, nobody cares for the deity. You're not worried that a thunderbolt will land on your head. Bhagavan got samne, Jodhula. Just see what's going on. Right in front of God, they'll lie. Right in front of the deity. So Vishwanath Chakravartipad says, Krishna is saying, Kunteya, you declare it. Because if you declare it, I have to do it. If I declare it, I can do it, and I don't do it. Huh? Krishna is very tricky. Whenever he says something, it's always true. Vishwanath says he's a liar. What is his lying? His lying is actually means it's not meant to you, it's meant to somebody else, and it's true. It's an amazing thing when Krishna speaks to his gopis in the 29th chapter of Bhagavatam, or in the 32nd chapter of Bhagavatam. It's amazing what he says. It's true, it's just not meant for them. They have spiritual bodies. They're transcendental. His words definitely have value for other women and other conditioned states of life. So Krishna's not a liar. Krishna is a liar. He's a sarcastic man. He's joking with the gopis. And they were saying, oh, stupid one, just reciprocate our love. You know? Well, finally Krishna told them the truth. Well, my dear gopis, the reason why I sometimes don't reciprocate the love of those who serve me, but I want to increase that love. It becomes just like a person who has some money and who lost it. And then think about that lost money again and again. So it's hard love. Sadama is talking about sweet love. The Lord is so kind. Whatever he gives the devotee is nothing. Whatever the devotee gives me is so wonderful because it was saturated with the Bhakta's Bhava. It brought him under control. Sudama's love is by offering some poa that he and his wife borrowed from the neighbor. They were so poor they didn't even have it themselves. They borrowed it from the neighbor. And the neighbor also got, you know, also got the punya. You know? They also got the benefit of giving the punya to Krishna through Sudama's mercy. So therefore we don't want to worship the Lord. We just want to be the servant of the servant of the servant of devotees. We want to be the devotees and serve them. And all of their orders to love Krishna and love Gauranga, this process, then our success can be there. In spite of ourselves. And if we just use our independence, and we will become a mouse. As soon as you leave this temple, you know, let this temple stop your chanting and stuff. It is very great danger because I'm speaking to myself. It is very great danger because we're just simply the mercy of our spiritual master, the devotees. If we just use our defense, we could fall down. There's some fall down and others fall down. Sometimes fall, some fall down have to accumulate until finally we fall down. It means that if somebody left the society of devotees, it means that the mentality that was gestating for a long time in their mind. Therefore, satyavritti, having friends with devotees and the ability to reveal your mind and confidence to superiors and your friends is a very, very integral part. The ability to want to be helped by our godfathers and god sisters is very important. We must always be grateful whenever Krishna has given us. After all, it could be worse. And we should always be careful to chant the holy name with love and try to improve it. Bhaktivatmam, Ramanatmam, and Sudhasatmam. We never achieve these three states. We always feel deficient. We're satisfied. The taste is satisfying. And at the same time, we think, we're just like trash of our, compared to our grandparents. Compared to our grandparents' grandparents. Compared to Bhaktivinoda, and Bhaktivinoda, you know, and Six Goswamis. What are we? We're not even fit, you know, we're not even their garbage. We're not even fit to. We must always feel like that. Then maybe we'll get a little mercy. Hare Krishna. This is why he has such great love. He's saying, may I serve him birth after birth? I just want to be his friend. I just want to be his lover. Huh? Be his companion. Because he has such a wonderful bond. Huh? This is the sweetness of Bhagavatam. Like you see here, Krishna and his coward boys, they have such nice babas. They love Krishna like anything. And Krishna loves them like anything. When you read in the evening, when they go back in the evening, when they go back to Nandagam, boys get separation from Krishna. That, oh, now we won't be able to see Krishna. Krishna will have to go into his Kushala, Swanilayam. He'll have to go into his place. We won't see Krishna. So the boys start to cry in separation from Krishna. And Krishna starts to cry in separation from them. Krishna immediately hugs them. Sometimes Krishna doesn't want to go. They feel, oh, how can we be without Krishna? How can we be without Krishna? Sometimes Krishna expands himself to pacify them. And I'll go with you. This is what Bhavamangala Thakur sings in his song. It's so cool. In the evening. Go to Lindu, so that my good friend Mukunda Dutta threw that at me. because he's working on Govah Mangala Pacha Seva. When the nectar flows out of his heart and it's uncontainable, and he sends an email to me, you know. Sometimes, but I haven't guided him for a while, so I suppose I have to call him. I don't know. Go do do some to call Malago Pavese, go Pal Pal Eshe, to Gamiamana, Shayam Pane, Pratigrihom, Kosupam, Shantum, Achuta Shishum, Pratas Minithium. How sweet. He's covered. He's a soft, coward boy. In the form of a soft, coward boy, and he's covered by the dust, upraised by the hooves of the cows, and he's followed by so many friends. Hundreds of friends who are walking along with him. At the time of Dasa, he goes with those friends to every house for the purpose of tethering their cows. The absolute truth, the infallible Lord goes there as a coward boy. What astounding, he goes there. And I offer him my respects always. So sometimes the boys are in such nah. Oh Krishna, how can we leave you? Such a wonderful, sweet fellow you are. I'm not going to leave you. I'm just coming with you, and we'll go to your house and we'll tie your cow up for you. Sometimes he does that. And Yoga Maya is so powerful that the other boys, they don't realize that. Krishna just expanded himself. It's the same. Brihad Bhagavatamrita says the same thing. The boys think in the morning, and he got them up when they sit down and eat their dinner. Krishna, my mother made this nice thing. You should have it. Really? Krishna goes, really? If so? And he reaches into the temple to take that. I'm so lucky. Kanu is in front of me. My mother will be so happy to hear of it. You know? Like that. And the other boy, right next to him, goes, Krishna, my mother made this wonderful thing. You should have it. Really? Is that so? Krishna says, and he expands himself, and he goes right inside the temple. Oh, look at that. Oh, I'm so lucky Krishna's in front of me. My mother will be so happy to hear of it, you know? And he doesn't look good. And he doesn't look right, because he's just talking to you with Keshava. Krishna's right in front of you, you know? And he doesn't see the next boy next to him goes, Krishna, my mother made this wonderful thing. You should have it. Really? That's so? Krishna says. And he expands himself, but he reaches into his temple. And the boy thinks, oh, I'm so lucky. Krishna's in front of me. Oh, my mother will be so happy. Because his mother was thinking, I'll give these things to my boy. He'll give them to Krishna. Oh, Krishna will accept it. It'll be very nice, you know. That was his mother's baba. Even in their Vatsala baba, you know. Hey, Vatsa, what happened to Krishna? You know? They want to hear from their boy. Hey, Vatsa, what happened with Krishna today, huh? That's the whole point. That's the whole point. The evening time. The evening time. The mood of the evening. We'll hear what happened today in the forest. When Acharya said this, I didn't think this was what he said. It was cool. What are the people talking about Tatramasi? That we are that. I'm not worried about that. What I'm curious about is, what is Mother Jasoda packed in this tiffin? That I want to know. It's right. Brahmasmi, Tatpamasi. You are that. You know, you are the Supreme. That's, I'm not worried about that. What my curiosity is what is Mother Jasoda packed in this tiffin? He's Mandarajalala, huh? This tiffin must be the best. What's in his tiffin? What's in Krishna's tiffin? That we want to know. Krishna will share it, huh? We have friends who share things, right? You learn to share. All right. What is in your tiffin? If your mother made, I'll eat some of that, and I'll share you some of what my mother put in my tiffin. You know? So that's the whole happiness of that relationship. Hey, Krishna, you please put your fingers in my tiffin. My mother will be so pleased. By the way, what do you have in your tiffin? By the way, Krishna, what is in your tiffin? Because Krishna thinks, what my friend has given in his tiffin is so nice. What blessings I can give, it's not so important. It's not so good, you know. Yeah, sure, you can. It's not so good. Duh! Lady DeSoto, you know, she has very smart. She has very much love for her boys. Or, you know, DeSoto's Vasalia Baba is so good that, well, Krishna's stupid must be really Amrit, you know? Sure, you can have it! And Krishna goes, sure! No problem, you can have it! The boys like it so much sometimes it was described in the 7th chapter that the boys would take a bite out of something. Krishna, this is great. You should have it. They'll take the rest and put it in Krishna's mouth. You know? We're waiting. And we're waiting. People are waiting and Jagannath Puri to die. You know, that was Jagannath is eaten and all the demigods are eaten after it. You know, they'll fight over it. You know, fight over it, sell it, pack it up. Bring it back to your village. Keep it for years. You know, like this. You know, something like that. You know, something like this. Some different, you know, various sweets. Put it in a petri and a basket, right? You take it all the way back here to Melbourne. And you'll break a little corner of it. And every day you eat a little crumb. Eat some fried rice, you know. Tasteless fried rice, you know. And just take one crumb. Like a piece of sand, you know, or something like that, and you're crunching. You'll keep it for years, right? Those coward boys are so in, so sweet, so transcendental, and so powerful. They can pick a bite out of a sweet and say, Krishna, my mother made this, and it's great. Have it. And Krishna goes, really? I'll put the rest of it in Krishna's mouth. Vyasadeva said, what? How wonderful it is. Remember, he's asking the shloka. Oh, with such a wonderful friend as Krishna, with such a compassionate fellow like that, with such a nice Baba, oh, may I have, you know, birth after birth, may I always be blessed to have such friendship as that, you know, such company as that. He didn't care that he was a pauper, was a penniless man. And Krishna knew he didn't care. And therefore, Krishna gave him everything. And he didn't. You see that? All his gold, all his wonderful house, his decked out wife, you know, that was completely changed. And as soon as he saw his wife and he entered into his house, immediately he became youthful also. He didn't become enamored. He didn't become enamored by all these toys. He just thought, oh, Krishna's so kind. May I have birth after birth? May I just have such a wonderful friend as my friend Krishna. May I always be fortunate to be in the company of his devotees. So it's not only Krishna, it's Krishna's friends. That's what Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj did. 15 days before he gave up his body, he was going to semi-comatose state in Nandagaon. And he said, calling out the names of the coward boys, don't leave me here, take me with you, he said. Because they are the ones that call. They are the ones who call you. And Krishna will agree, no? So it's all this whole thing has to be done. It's all a package deal. We have to keep Lord Chaitanya's Baba. We have to follow in his footsteps. Follow the orders of our Gurudev. Always try to increase it. Love the devotees. Stay always in the company of devotees and never need to go left or right without a friend. Always devotee, really. Don't misuse our independence. Because we could become a mouse again. Again, we can become fallen. Now, some of those fallen ones can get mercy. You don't, if a devotee falls, we're not too judgmental about it, because they can still get mercy. We pray to Krishna that they may come to Krishna's lotus feet, right? It doesn't mean we're not condoning it. We don't agree with it. They can still get mercy at the end. Like my godbrother, who died 15 minutes before he gave up his body, he remembered Prabhupada. Prabhupada came in his dream. And he spoke about Prabhupada for 15 minutes. He gave up his body. The devotees knew about it because his wife, who was not an initiated devotee, came and told the devotees the story. And another devotee was her co-wife. And I got the confirmation from her. So it just shows what mercy can happen. To fallen devotees. We should always pray to Krishna that he can come back. But as far as ours, we're concerned, once burned, twice shy. Oh, I see my God brothers and God sisters are suffering like this out there in the material energy. Oh, man. One of my God brothers, Purvidas, he always had a dhoti, a shaved head, even in the Boga market. He didn't like to put karmic clothes on. Sometimes we do. but it's so protective to be in devotional cloth. He was always like that protection. Shaved head, tilak, body to the boga market. Okay? We will eat grass. We eat grass from liver. But we're not going to leave the temple. No matter what we got in our pocket. That was his baba. And his children developed the same baba. And his wife, Kalini, was a very powerful distributor. She, in her middle age, she developed, you know, women sometimes, you know, in menopause, sometimes you get some anxiety. Middle age, no. Happens to everybody. Middle age crisis, sometimes in men, sometimes with ladies, too. So she had some doubt, sometimes she had some struggles, middle age. And her daughter, punched up and said, "Ma, get off the mental platform. Just change your rounds. You'll be all right. Get off the mental platform. Just change your rounds. You'll be fine." And she laughs, and my daughter's my shiksha guru. You'll see. That becomes determination. We will not leave the temple. We will not leave the association of devotees. We will be tight. And because they're tight, my husband and wife are very good. Therefore, their children are very good. And if you leave them too strung out, too far away from the temple, if you're too strung out, well, punar mushika baba, you become a mouse. We have to be very worried. Hare Krishna. Jai Sudamam ki jai. Vyasadeva ki jai. Bhagavatam ki jai. Gornatai, Haravallava, Jagannath, Balajiv, Subhadra, Shalabram, Gantosi, Rati ki jai. Sambhya, Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.